So here's what we know about Kobe Bryant. The 41-year-old legendary basketball star was killed when a helicopter he was traveling in crashed and burst into flames. That was on Sunday morning, according to the Los Angeles Times. This happened in foggy conditions in the hills above Calabasas. The crash occurred shortly before 10 a.m., according to the Los Angeles Times, near Las Verdes Road, south of Agora Road, according to a watch commander for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Four others on board also were killed in that crash. Again, this according to the Los Angeles Times. So on a personal level, I obviously didn't know Kobe Bryant. I interviewed Kobe Bryant. I watched his father, Joe Jellybean Bryant, break in and Kobe as a kid. I admired Kobe Bryant a ton as a basketball player on the court. There was not a tougher competitor that I had ever seen that would come in and take on the Suns. If we just talked about Suns Lakers, Kobe Bryant was booed more than any other player. And I wasn't in Phoenix when Magic Johnson rolled through. But when Kobe rolled through with the Lakers, the fans in Phoenix were ready. And that's what made it even more electric, because he would walk into a building, in this case into Phoenix, and would just turn it on. And it would be a night where you'd sit on the edge of your seat because Kobe was in town. Today's generation grew up on Kobe Bryant. A lot of you were in your 20s and in your early 30s. You didn't grow up on Michael Jordan. You grew up on Kobe Bryant. Whether you liked him or didn't like him as a player on the court, he was a polarizing figure. He was competitive as anyone that I've ever seen in terms of basketball out on the floor outside of Phoenix. You know, if it was Magic, if it was Larry Bird, those two were a different era, different time. When Kobe rolled through, yeah, it was a must-see. And obviously today, I think of the kids and the family and the transitioning. I'd read with great interest in him moving from basketball player to businessman and father. He was the 13th pick back in 1996. If you go all the way back to when it first happened, he wasn't a Laker. He was a Charlotte Hornet. And then he was traded for Vlade Divac. And as an 18-year-old, there was a lot of interest in him and how he would perform out on the floor. So it's just a range of emotions that I, like you, are probably feeling right now. But again, the Los Angeles Times reporting that the legendary basketball star was killed when the helicopter he was traveling in crashed and burst into flames this morning amid foggy conditions in the hills above Calabasas, this according to the Los Angeles Times. Well, much more as we see fit here on the site at sports360az.com, things that we see, people that we talk to on the social side of things, on Twitter at sports360az and at Brad Sussmat.